This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For the fans of local sports among you, moving on now, this item from the Wall Street Journal and CNBC. Both are reporting that the Walt Disney Company is putting 22 of its regional sports networks up for sale. Could be the channel bringing you your local hockey team or college ball of some type. More and more viewers are cutting cable from their media diets, as we know. But this sale is still attracting plenty of attention from a wide variety of would-be buyers. Marketplace's Emma Jacobs explains why.
Private equity firms, local teams, tech companies, even the new iteration of Fox, which sold these networks to Disney, all come up as potential bidders for one or all of the regional broadcasters, valued at around $20 billion. That's because sports are pretty much the last events people still sit down to watch live as they happen. Andrew Brandt is director of the Morad Center for Sports Law at Villanova. He says cable is not what it was.
But within cable, this is your best option.
Each league has dozens of games. That's a whole lot of evenings of live content for enthusiastic fans. And Lee Burke, president of LHD Incorporated, says there's real interest because the regional networks provide two streams of revenue.
They generate very strong monthly subscriber fees, and advertising. So they generate substantial cash flow.
Advertising can be as lucrative as subscriber income in certain markets. Most regional channels stream games online within their broadcast area. And online is where the growth is. Sling and Fubo TV, for example, let you select a smaller bundle of channels.
All of them offer up substantial regional sports network packages, because live sports delivers. It draws audiences.
Meanwhile, Amazon, Twitter, and Facebook all are experimenting with live streaming sports events. I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.